Brisbane Wakes Up with Steph, Abby and Matt on B105.
Hey everybody, it's podcast time and we are sans Maddie. Sans means without.
Oh yes, I'm Rowan, you might hear me in the afternoons. I had a fun time this morning.
Sans, S-A-S-A-N-S.
Yes.
So you don't hear that very much. Is it an old word?
It's an old word.
Don't know.
It's an old word for an old boy.
You like using old words, don't you?
I certainly do. Well, I don't call them old words, they're just my vernacular.
Words.
Yes. What would be the what other sort of old words are we talking about? Like,
don't know.
Exasperated. my mother used all the time.
Oh, I'm exasperated.
Oh, you're so exasperated.
Heavens to Betsy. Heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to
Betsy. I say oopsie-daisy quite a bit, and I've always said that, and then my friends always pay me out after Notting Hill. I'll go oopsie-daisy, but it's just something my mum's always said.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe another old word.
Yeah, maybe. But Ro's been filling in this morning.
Yeah. Doing a bang-up job. We had a great show. Plenty to talk about. We had Michelle Bridges on.
My favourite was clubbing at 40.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, that was so fun.
You know when you ask for honest opinion,
and
but when
you
don't
actually
get
want it,
like, no matter what you do, it stings a little.
Yeah, it was a bit stingy.
Yeah, like if you even go to someone and you go, hey, which dress do you like?
Mm.
And you really, really like one, and they go, I don't like that. You just go, oh, ah, no.
Yeah, it's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you hate it when that happens to your dresses?
Yeah, yeah. I do wear dresses sometimes. Mm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Pink ones.
Oh.
Tight.
Oh.
Tight.
The tighter, the better, because I have these great legs. So they've got to be like pencil skirt
dressing.
Don't
you mean shorter?
No. Well, I've dug myself into a hole.
Yeah, yeah, you have. Yeah, really?
It.
Yeah.
Mm. It's more fun when you're walking around in it.
Yeah.
Squid.
Scotty loves a dress up.
He would love a dress
loves
up.
Loves a dress up.
Lipstick as well.
I told Stav this story. It always, like, so he was going to a fancy dress party, right? And yeah. I think they all had to pick something or, I don't know, he came up that he was wearing this girl's dress, right? And he went op shopping and he was so excited by it. And he was practicing walking in heels.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a great one. So I dropped him off and I was at a backpacker's. And I dropped him off. And I could see him walking in and I was like, what the hell? No one else is dressed up.
Oh.
And all his mates were there like, yeah, it's not really a dress up.
Oh,
and I was
mean.
So upset for him.
Yeah, that's mean.
Like Bridget Jones style. Mm. And he turns around and goes, ah, good one. And I was like, do you want me to go home and get clothes? He goes,
nah,
I've been walking in high heels.
Yeah, he's
like,
right.
Like I'm
right.
Sticking to this.
Mm. Yeah. Life of the party, baby.
Life of the party.
Should we tell him your 40th is he needs to wear a dress?
Oh my God.
No, because he'll be listening. He's already gone shopping for double denim.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, we'll try.
Mm.
Yeah, but here is the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Hey, they've done a bit of research by eHarmony, actually.
Oh, yeah.
About when Australians want to get married. Because, you know, when you look at our parents, like I started having kids when my mum stopped.
Right.
Like, not actually.
Literally.
No,
I'm done. Pass it on to you.
No, not literally. But, I mean, I had my first bubs at 30 and my mum had me at 30. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That she was sort of finishing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that it sort of changes around. And Maddie's sick today, so Ro's in. And you're unmarried.
Unmarried. Meg would get married tomorrow if she would have it. If
really?
Would
be, and how old is she?
To you.
24? And I'm you got 6-7 years more like partying and stuff to do. She's like, you don't want to be old. I'm like,
so you're saying that when you're married, you don't party?
Apparently,
yeah, that's true.
You guys party though, so it's sweet.
Well, they're saying people like Stav, who's the baby boomers, they were saying that their ideal age to get
I'm not
married.
Not a baby boomer.
You're sort of a baby.
Gen X, man.
Hey,
we've been only the highs nor lows.
Yeah, you're cool.
Sure. Mm. They're saying that you would have liked to get married at 30.
Mm-hmm.
And then have first baby after that.
Well, that's pretty much what we... Well, we're a little bit younger, but
a little bit younger. But now they're saying that on average, they want to meet their life partner at the age of 27 and marry at 33 and have kids at 34.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of gone a little bit up,
I guess. Do you think it is that changes it? Like, you know, because back when it was our parents, it was the done thing to have your babies like 18, 19 you started.
Yeah.
Why do you think it changes? Because we look at them and go, what'd you do that for?
Yeah, I think so. Because you look at the generation before and
Absolutely.
You go, nah, you guys got married too young. I don't want to do that. So then it changes. And then I think when they got married later, then it's going to go back around to an early, sort of early cycle, I guess.
Yeah, it looks like everything's more accessible now, maybe than 50 years ago. Like planes, and you're traveling easier.
Yeah. Pros and cons. You do look at people that had kids early and you go, well, now you've got your life back.
Yeah.
You know, and you're still young enough to do stuff, you know.
Well, when you think about it, if we're all having kids so much later, we're not going to be having grandkids.
Mm.
We might have died. But they're saying, like, millennials, so you're a millennial.
Yep.
They're saying that they think the ideal age is even older than average and think that 36 is the ideal age to marry.
Right. That's bang on. That's what I would
You would wait till 36? But what about if you've met your partner? They're saying that they don't want to meet their life partner until later in life.
Oh,
they want to go out and
that's a bit old.
Play the field and you know what I mean? Then not meet their life partner. But if you guys, if Meg's and you, I mean, you're pretty close.
If I got to 36 and we weren't married, she'd leave me for sure.
Yeah. Do you know where the difference there then is? If you're waiting till like 36 to meet your life partner, because back in the day, if you're getting married at like 18, 19, you've probably only been with one or two people. Mm. But if you're 36, your number's got to be pretty large by the time you meet
your... Is that the first thing you thought about?
Completely. That's why I'm saying it out loud.
Yeah, that's something right.
Yeah.
You have to know what you'd like. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
What's 36 for sure.
They're saying that the number of divorces, though...
I was going to ask.
Yeah, for 2019 fell just shy of half of the numbers of new marriages.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's like the amount of people getting married and the amount of people getting divorced are the same.
Well, it's always been half.
Oh.
Yeah, so half divorce of all marriages. So now it's just gone down a little bit. So positive news.
So what age do people want to get divorced? Meet your life partner at 36, married for 10 years, divorce at 46. Perfect.
Yeah, there you go. So if Meg wants to get married now, she's bringing the average down.
All right, great.
To you, do you think?
I don't know.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Things you can say would say in bed.
We do this on a Monday to clear your mind, ready for work. It's not dirty, it's just your mind does play tricks on you. What you can say in the bedroom and another scenario today is a traffic jam.
That is correct. All right, Julian in Forest Lake, you're the first cab off the rank. What can you say in the bedroom and in a traffic jam?
Pull your finger out.
Give way. Damien in Wellington Point, what can you say in both scenarios?
So you'd say, look at the flaps on that one.
Oh, hang on.
Mud flaps.
Come on, mate.
Welcome to the Monday morning game, professional. Bro.
Yeah,
Vanessa in Logan Village, what can you say in the bedroom and at a traffic jam?
You can say, I know it's tight, but it'll fit.
Yes.
You are passing another fox.
Sometimes it is small. You don't know whether you get in there or not. You do have to push through.
Brock in Pimpama, what can you say in the bedroom and in a traffic jam? Brock.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my God. How long does that go for?
Takes a long time sometimes, doesn't
Never
it?
Never in a good way. Chris in Carina, what can you say in both scenarios?
Just going to try and squeeze my load in there.
Truck driver, Chris.
Big semi.
Yeah.
People are awake this morning. Peter in Mango Hill, what can you say?
Yeah. Hey, g'day, guys. Let's burn some rubber and get out of it.
Yeah.
Burn the rubber. You've got to stay safe, though, so you can't be burnt, slipping and sliding. You've got to really rub it to the ground.
Thank you, Ro.
Thanks.
You really painted yourself into a corner there. I think I did.
He wanted help and we went, nah, you're right. Wow. What can you say in the bedroom and during a traffic jam?
Look, my wife had hit me, but I really want to take that exit.
Yes. Uh-huh. Wrong way. Go back.
Yes.
Andrew in Pack Pines, what can you say in the bedroom and in a traffic jam?
This might be quicker if I take that dirt road.
Always the way, isn't it?
Terrible on suspension. You get off the main one.
Yeah. Chris, in Morayfield, last up, what can you say in the bedroom during a traffic jam?
There's been a lot of traffic in this tunnel.
Yes.
Nice. Well done. Well played, Brisbane.
Very good. Well done.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
The National Literacy and Numeracy Test.
NAPLAN. Controversial NAPLAN test.
There's a lot of people that thought NAPLAN, well, I did, thought that it was out because last year during COVID, they decided not to do it. And that would have been a year that my son was in it because year three.
Right.
So, yeah, he's year three. So that was, and I thought, oh, it's not coming back. That's what a lot of people thought. And then I got the email from the school saying NAPLAN's starting this week.
Right.
So I think they're going to do it tomorrow. And your daughter will be doing it for the first time.
So, but then Finney wouldn't be, though.
No, he's in year four, so he's missed it. Yeah,
but no, she got a practice test last week.
here's something, and I might regret this, but if you're a teacher, 13, 10, 60, can you tell me why NAPLAN is so bad? Because I caught up with a friend of mine who's a teacher, and she's ropeable about it, and she couldn't even express why. I was like, okay.
So she's not an English teacher.
English teacher. Because I mean, you can explain it more as well. I would have thought it's for all the different schools to be able to do it and then compare.
Yeah.
And then do you get funding depending on that?
So, but the thing is, I think they cheat, right?
Like, I get telling the people that aren't that smart not to sit it.
Just sit this one out, champ.
Yes, TE for you, brother. Dodgeball, you like it? You like that? You like that, buddy?
Yeah.
Dodgeball?
You would have said, yeah.
I was like, sweet, you guys are idiots. But it's a dodgeball.
A weird one, though, too, because the kids do get stressed out about it, but it actually has absolutely no bearing on their, like, permanent record.
What
nothing.
Is it, just some of the schools putting too much pressure on them? Because I always go, well, they have to do exams when they get to uni, and I've heard some people go, yes, but when they get to uni, they've got the mental capacity to be able to take it on, and I guess emotionally as well. So to test them at such a young age. But you still do tests in school, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, if this is like judging how well the school is doing in results, the results lead to funding, and the funding leads to
so
better
there's too
stuff.
Much pressure on it.
So there'd be lots of pressure on the teachers as well, and your friend, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're a teacher and you're all for it as well. And I'd love to hear that. But it just seems like it's so controversial, because it wasn't when we were at school, because they didn't have NAPLAN.
No, they
didn't. But you still had tests.
You still had tests, but I don't know how it used to work back then, but it certainly wasn't like, I mean, you just knew it was a good school or a bad school.
Yeah, I think that's still right.
By how many detentions people would have.
Yeah, yeah.
Uniforms like.
How many fights there were at football. But I don't know about you, but was Finney anxious, worried about it? Because Rory doesn't care.
No. So Finney didn't care.
Mm.
He didn't want to do it. He was really excited that it wasn't it. I think it was just tests.
Mm.
But he didn't care. But then I wonder if any of my other kids, if they get stressed about it, I guess I wouldn't want that. But I'd always be like, oh, it doesn't matter.
No, yeah. No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the end anyway. So
yeah.
All right, Tamara and Kamira, you're a teacher. What do you think of NAPLAN?
I think that it's necessarily not the greatest in the world. It provides a lot of stress for the students, and it doesn't necessarily provide us with the gaps that they have in their literacy and numeracy that we need in order to improve their education.
Mm-hmm.
It provides a continuum of learning from obviously primary school all the way through to high school.
Mm.
But not necessarily, like I said, filling those gaps that we need.
So you don't think it identifies a school that might need extra help?
I feel like an ICSEA rating does that better, which is a literacy and numeracy continuum, but it's not necessarily NAPLAN related. And you do get some extra funding, but that doesn't necessarily provide what we need in the whole and whole.
Yeah.
Who would you say is putting the pressure on the students then? Because if it doesn't, wouldn't most teachers be going, look, this doesn't actually matter
so
much?
Well, I guess
they
still want to. Like, do you get in trouble, I guess, if your kids get a bad score?
No, we don't get in trouble and the kids don't get in trouble. It's just, like I said, about providing those gaps and learning what those gaps are.
Mm.
But this idea of standardized testing is something that's deemed to be an old concept.
Yeah, that's true.
Particularly if you're looking at European schools that don't do examinations whatsoever, because they've seen that the mental and emotional stress that impacts the students is far more prominent than the results themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stav, as well, is because we talk about it so much.
Mm.
Do they get this idea of
parents
are talking about it so much and the teachers are? Jessica and Griffin, you're a teacher. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I am. I've actually decided to withdraw my own daughter, who's in year three this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see the point in it at all. It doesn't tell a teacher what they don't already know about that child in the first place.
Mm.
So it is so tightly tied to funding, particularly for schools that do better on NAPLAN and get better funding.
Mm.
For the schools that don't, they need more funding and they need more people in there to help with those children who don't get food, to feed them, to help them so that they are meeting the required standards.
Sounds counterintuitive too. Surely the schools that do bad at NAPLAN should get more funding.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yes, you would think so, but unfortunately not. The Gonski review tried to change things, but unfortunately with COVID and everything like that, things have gone backwards. And these year threes, they missed out on such a significant amount of learning last year because of COVID.
Yeah.
But the tests are the same. They have not changed. The standards are the same. They have not changed.
Mm. Hey, we did our best, all right? We did our best.
I didn't do homeschooling, I have to be honest. Jess, do you see the kids stressed?
Yes. Mm. Some children are naturally predisposed to higher anxiety, and it's just exasperating that it's not helping them at all. I've got 7-year-olds that I know of who are in year three who are taking a standardized test. I do not understand how that is going to help them in the long run. It's absolutely not.
Okay. Yeah. I just realized you have to have a day off as well then for your daughter, do you?
No, we don't. They have special
in case you want it. Yeah, cool. Okay. Yeah, otherwise that's why I was like, no, he'll do it.
Chris and Logan Village, the nap plan, it's a contentious issue. What do you think about it?
I just think it takes up too much general time of class.
Okay. Like, is there a lot of preparation for the kids as well?
Not so much. We're told these days not to actually prepare them for NAPLAN, but more so that, like our school, for example, we're doing it over a 2-week period and they've got to do 4 or 5 exams. And it just generally takes up a lot of the actual class time for subjects that probably need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. How long is one of the tests? Like, so the English one for year three, how long does that go for?
For the year three one, I think it's about 30 minutes, but I teach grades 7 to 10. So. Mm. Our ones are almost an hour and 15 minutes for some of the exams.
Right.
Mm. Is there any benefit to of teaching them how to do exams at that age?
In the high school side, it's kind of beneficial because they do start doing their standard tests in grade 12 now. So it does help them do an outside government test. But that's the only real benefit from it.
Okay. Thank you to all the teachers and good luck for everyone doing, I guess, NAPLAN. Still around until
it's not going anywhere.
No pressure.
No pressure.
Have fun. Enjoy it, guys.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Alpha Bucks, tomorrow your chance to win $10,000. And here's
the 11th of May.
I didn't tomorrow. Say a date.
Well, no, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, okay.
Normally we say, hey, tomorrow, Alpha Bucks, the 11th.
Alpha Bucks tomorrow, the 11th of May. Here's a couple of clues for you to help you get started.
Two of the answers are fruit tingle and fork.
There you go.
That'd be the cocktail?
Yes.
Name a cocktail.
Or lolly. Yeah. But it would be a good cocktail. There you go. There's some answers. Tomorrow, 11th.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Have you been paying attention?
Have you been paying attention? It's back on tonight, 8:40, Channel 10, Ed Cavalier.
Great to be here, guys. Morning. Thank you so much. They're great to be here. Thank you much for having me. Now, you said 8:40. I don't know about you guys, but I reckon those MasterChef people could eat a little quicker. We didn't start till like 8:48 last stab, like 8:48 or something.
It was.
And I'm like, come on, guys.
Yeah, you're waiting to record it. You're like, come on.
Yeah, we're sitting. Yeah, you know what it's like, Abby. We're sitting in the studio. Tom's way past Tom's bedtime. His Metamucil's kicked in. He's got to get to bed, and we're sitting there waiting to go.
It is exciting, though. You're back in the studio. Last year during COVID, you're all on separate like screens. It's nice to have you all back together.
Well, as you know, Abby, we were allowed back in the studio together 6 months earlier, but because Sam, Tom and I hate each other so much, we were happy to,
because you're all on the same premises but just in different locations and you never met even though you could have.
No, that's the way we like it. So I was, in a cupboard, Stav. I was in an actual storage cupboard. I saw some of the sets from Yasmin's Getting Married in there. I believe there was the Honey Badger was still being kept in there. Blake Garvey waiting for a chance to re-release them.
Blake. He won't talk to anyone anymore. Anytime you want to do an interview,
well,
he
it's
declines.
Never good. Anyone doesn't come on and go, hey, tell us about love life.
Exactly. They know Blake knows the angle. Hey, Blake, you suck pretty hard on that Bachelor show, yeah? And then you went into obscurity. How's that turning out for you?
Well, but having said that, any of the Married at First Sight contestants will do that.
Different breed, though.
They'll jump at it. Doesn't matter what it is.
You know what? Stav's right. A different breed. Now the MAFS contestant, where are we putting them sort of evolutionary-wise?
Pretty low.
Yeah, I got them under pond scum.
Yep.
How's right. this, though? Is it them or is it us? Because a couple of them just released a podcast and everyone's like, no one really cares about your love. It was the highest rating podcast and it still continues to be.
Wow.
So that's of two of the contestants of last year. So.
Pond scum. What were their names?
What was their name? Melissa and Bryce.
Melissa and Bryce.
Yeah, but that's not going to be like, it's not going to turn into like Serial or one of those where like in 4 years' time people are going back and going, you know what you should check out?
No.
There were these a couple of losers on MAFS 5 years ago, and some of their thoughts on the dating scene really changed my life.
Oh, no. Yeah,
it's a Netflix documentary now.
They're doing 8 parts on Netflix. It's going to be amazing.
You've just given them their clean audio grab that they're going to play on their podcast when they hit their 1,000th episode. So they said we couldn't do it, but here we are.
Yeah, you might want to check your numbers.
Hang on, hang on. That's the thing. It's a podcast. No one said you couldn't do it. Everyone can do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like the barriers to entry for a podcast are zero. Anyone could do a podcast. True. Anyone who's listening right now could go, you know what, record something into their phone and hey, presto, you're up and about.
That's true.
So that's why I dislike true crime so much, because here's the formula for every single true crime podcast. Mm. This is how it works. I'll make one up now. Give me a Stav, can you think of a crime that's taken place somewhere in the world over the past 100 years? It doesn't have to be a murder. Any crime you could think of.
Or one I might be doing.
The heist of the Louvre.
Oh, yeah, the Louvre heist. Okay, okay.
They said it was the most impregnable art installation in the world. But one day, one of the world's most iconic paintings just, boom, 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 walked out.
From Wondery, hi, my name is someone you've never heard of from something you've never heard of, and what I'll be doing over the next 8 episodes is taking a true crime and trying to pretend like it's my story and then selling advertising that the people who are actually involved in the story will get none of.
This is Trouble at the Louvre.
I'd listen to that.
I'd love that.
Yeah.
You people. Haven't downloaded yours, Ed, but I tell you what.
You people.
Got me in. Could you do a voice on yours next time? It sort of drove me in a little
bit. I will only listen to it if Blake Garvey hosts it. Otherwise,
well,
I'm out.
Someone's doing What Happened to Blake Garvey. Yeah. There's a podcast you could do that someone will do.
Hey, on Have You Been Paying Attention Tonight, Aaron Chen, now he has appeared in TV shows with you guys before. He's in, like, he's a newcomer, but isn't he in Fisk?
Yeah, he's in Fisk. He's in Kitty Flanagan's show. Mm-hmm. And so he's a stand-up, very funny stand-up, as you know, Stav. Yep. And he's an actor. And he's great. So it's his first time on the show. So we're very much looking forward to it because you're right. He's another someone who hasn't had a go on the show before. But we are very much looking forward to it because he's very, very funny.
Who's your special guest? Because I think you're going to have some troubles getting them now after Sam Pang absolutely eviscerated Josh Lawson last
hilarious.
Week.
That was
well, yeah,
so
Brisbane boy,
well.
My old Brisbane boy, Josh Lawson, made good, right? So, of course, now he's in Mortal Kombat. And the jealousy that Pang exudes. So Josh is now in a Hollywood film. It's the number one film around the world. Yeah. Stav, you're a big comic guy and Mortal Kombat. You know how big is for Josh. It's huge, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
It is true, but Sam did have a point.
He walks away with the film as well.
So. He does, he steals
it. But Sam Pang had
what
a point.
What point?
One's going to the cinemas. Like, just say
but
it's
they
the
are.
Highest. Yeah, but just
but
say
it's like $100 million worldwide. Someone's gone to
someone's
the cinemas.
Gone. Yeah. Someone's gone. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Last time I checked, they weren't queuing up at cinemas to watch old replays of Sam's cancelled show ADBC on SBS.
God, that's a flashback.
Yeah, the problem is no one laughs because no one saw it the first time round.
That's true.
Well, hey, you can check it out tonight. You guys are back at 8:40, Channel 10. Have you been paying attention?
Yeah, and check out my new podcast. It's me, Blake Garvey, and a couple people from MAFS just really doing a deep dive.
What into?
It doesn't matter. You just say a deep dive. And then listen to it.
Done. Good on you, buddy. Nice to chat.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, good on you, man.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Treasury Brisbane boasts over 10 restaurants and bars. The choice is deliciously yours. Discover more at treasurybrisbane.com.au.
Party people!
Abby's 40K birthday. Like the way you do
with this. Can't this party started.
Party like you're still okay.
I did say I don't want to do anything for my 40th. In all honesty, I just wanted to pass it and not make a big deal of it, but Maddie and Steph have gone the other way, and I'm thankful.
Mm.
But I get nervous because I feel like ageist happens at 40. I think that's when people start being ageist.
Yeah,
you're a young person, you're allowed to say it.
I got a lot of loose units who are like 41, 42, though.
You're looking at Steph and I?
Yeah, amen, baby.
I mean, I went out last night, I'll be honest. I like to go out, so I don't like it to be limited, I guess,
you
to my age.
You had a too, right? You had it like
we did have a very big night, and it wasn't supposed to be, but we went to
the
pub choir
at the River Stage.
Oh, so. That'd turn you
what
up,
song did you sing? Can't remember.
Bee Gees.
Oh.
What's that love one? Someone, the
Bee Gees.
Anyway, it was really amazing. Amazing night.
Yeah.
I know which one I sung. I just can't get
remember
in my head
it, yeah.
With the
memories and the fuzziness.
It all sounds the same, the Bee Gees. Nice. I understand.
Yelling and the screaming.
But last week, we had the Lions on. You know that I love my Brisbane Lions.
Yes, they all said what they would do for you for your birthday.
Yeah, and there was mixed views on whether you can go clubbing.
Just take a clubbing?
For a 40, you can go out for a club, can't you?
I'll take it to Fridays with all the boys.
Yeah,
Matho's already said that.
Probably not going to hit the clubs at 40, are you?
Nah, probably not.
Are you? You might. Home by 9, yeah, tuck the kids in and, you know, you're 40.
Yeah.
Can you go clubbing at 40? I'm open to it. I'm not going to be offended, but if there's any 18 or 19-year-olds out there, what's your view on it? What's your limit?
If they come back and say, no, absolutely not.
Then I'm definitely going. The after party is happening. Because I haven't stopped. I love a dance.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have to then go to like RSLs.
I think it goes to different people because I stopped clubbing when I was 30 because I just didn't like it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I think if you want a club, I think if you get to 45, your time's running out. But
so
it's not done.
45 your limit then?
No, I think I said your time is running out.
I'll be honest, when I was 18 and 19 and I used to see people my age at clubs, I used to go, come on,
but
mate.
But it also depends the club. Yeah. Like he said Fridays, that would be cool.
That would be fine.
If you're lining up at the Met at 43... Go home.
Dude, I have landed at the Met so many times and I love that place.
It's great. It's great. It's good fun.
But not for a 45-year-old. No. What do you think of this then?
That would be a place that I would go to.
Oh, you'd go to the Met?
Yeah.
I'd love to cut sex.
Not at your age.
But if they look at you and go, hang on. No, you don't need to line up. Come over here.
Yeah.
Lay down Wickham Street. There's a back entrance. We'll let you in. Just knock on the door three times.
Like I was once at
you. G'day, brother. Appreciate you.
I was once at a movie, and it was a Jackie Chan movie, and there was like a 55-year-old and this, like old people in the crowd, and I went over to him. So sorry, I think you might be in the wrong cinema. This is going to be a Jackie Chan film. And they went, yes, we know it's a Jackie Chan film. do you think... If 45 clubbing single, bad. 45 clubbing with your partner.
Then totally. It looks like you've just gone one time to reminisce. Yeah. That's a good point.
If you got a partner in crime, you can roll that out. I would even say towards 50.
So if I keep flashing like my engagement ring and my wedding band going, it's okay, I'm married.
No, Scotty would have to be with you because then we would see you in the club. Yeah. Be like, look at those two loose units just loving it.
Because that's the difference, isn't it? If you're there on the pool, there's a definite age restriction. But if you're there with your partner on a date, reliving your golden day.
18 or 19 or really young, I'd just like to say thank you for listening to the show. But 13, 10, 16, give us your opinion. At what age should you stop going clubbing?
Shelma and 8 Mile Plains, what's the age cutoff for clubbing?
Hi. Honestly, I think 40's fine.
45? Yeah.
No, 40's fine.
Like, you seem 45. Like a really fun topic.
Can't hear.
How old are you, Shelma?
I'm 18.
Okay.
18. And where do you normally go out?
Probably like the Met, Proies.
Yeah,
pro-ies.
But we always go to, like, retros first.
Prohibition? Is that
Prohibition.
The pro-ies?
Yeah. Pro-ies. I haven't heard pro-ies. Hey. I like that show. Hey, that's cool. That is very club though, pro-ies. Like,
it is. It's like
even more
like
than the
two
Met.
Two different dance floors.
So if you rocked up
I love how no one else is judgmental. You're probably the most judgy over there.
I am on your side.
Okay, so what age do you reckon's the cutoff for you then?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm a mad dog, and I'll be out forever. Like, I'll be they'll catch me out there. Like, if I 18-year-olds, I'll be there. Behind the booth or something.
Shelma, we were talking about this. What about if someone is like in their 40s and they're single? Is that a little bit creepy that they might be going there to pick up?
I mean, if they're going to pick up the same age.
Yeah.
Okay, or if they're going with their friends and not just by themselves.
Yeah.
Make them look a bit, you know.
All right. Well, you might see Abby. It's pro-ies next time you're there.
Oh, let me know.
You probably won't, though. Stevie in Arana Hills. How old is too old for clubbing?
See, I don't think it's like an age thing. I think it's where you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's more clubs that are age appropriate?
Yeah, so like in the city, closer, that's where you get the older crowd, like 27, I'd say, and plus you've got like the Vic and Zeta Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Valley is kind of, you know, 25 down.
Right.
Oh, is it?
Oh, right. So you wouldn't go to the Met
Valley. Last time I was at the Valley. But I was going to like the Beat and that. So that's like all ages, right?
The Beat is for everyone.
Yeah.
The Beat is absolutely for everyone.
All right.
Oh, it's for people of a certain group, yes.
What are you trying to say?
okay.
I think the Beat is cool for anyone.
Does bowls clubbing count?
Yeah, RSL?
Yeah, that can go for 80s. Ryan and Caboolture, what do you think? How old's too old for clubbing?
Oh, who knows, to be honest.
Well, that's the question.
My mum's 50 and she still goes pretty hard. And
does she?
Yeah.
And where does she, would she go to the same places as you?
Oh, she goes all over the
place. Oh, okay. But, he's
his
gone to the club.
Like, that's
he's
enough gone. Of that, Brian.
Yeah, don't tell anyone my secret. All right, sure.
Shakira in Carina Heights. How old is too old for clubbing?
I don't reckon there's an age limit on clubbing.
Okay. All right.
I reckon. My mum's 51 and she loves a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it depends on where you go. If you're a single mingler, it's a little bit awkward with the young ones.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, I just want to go there. Like, I just go to dance. I do love a bit of a party.
Mm.
I'm not very good at winding
That's
it up.
Okay.
Mm. Well, I mean, all these youngsters, Abby, are saying that there's no age limit at all.
I don't think I would go with you, though.
Thanks.
Okay.
Why?
Well, I'm saying because you don't really enjoy it, and if it's, it looks like you're bringing the vibe down. They're all.
You can roll with me. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm not invited to the after party.
Would you want
to
come?
No.
See, that's what I'm saying. Stop acting like that.
No, see, don't come to the club. Maybe come to Kick-Ons. Actually, there's another club in town called
Kick-Ons. There is Kick-Ons now, isn't there?
There's a club called Kick-Ons, but Kick-Ons opens early. I think it stays open
Parente
later.
Parente was there, our he's online a classic guy. For it. He was at Kick-Ons.
Yeah, it's trap music and it's sick. He loves Kick-Ons. Yeah.
No, we have a no. We have a no. Lozzie from Mount Omni says, what do you reckon? What age is the cutoff?
Abby, honey, I'm sorry. You have to retire.
No.
It is the absolute cutoff. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. I've got a couple of weeks to hit the clubs. Hey?
You cannot be there.
What? Really? How old are you, hon?
I'm 19.
19. And you just reckon, no, when you see that, it's just, it gets a little bit sad.
It's a lot sad.
A lot
sad. I'm going to go out clubbing and I'm going to see my mom out there.
Yeah.
Can't be there.
Nah, can't be there.
That's so awkward.
Mm. That's so awkward.
Wow.
All right, good point.
Okay, all right, thanks, Lozzie.
No, I said all honest feedback.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I do have a couple of weeks of 39, and
get
that means
there.
I'm allowed. I'll
get
out.
There.
Obviously,
yeah.
Can't take you because you're a lot older.
Yeah.
But...
Proies, Matt,
and
maybe the
Beach.
Are
they open Monday?
Yeah.
No, I think they have a night off, don't they?
Oh, do they?
Good, because I need a night off. Last night, it was a bit hard to back up.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
God love my little daughter, Rory. She had an idea for a Mother's Day present and I tried my very, very best to dissuade her out of it to no avail.
You are an amazing dad.
Thank
like,
you.
Roy, if you don't know, Stav's one of those things where he won't say no to his daughter. He's like, if she wants to dress up, he'll be like, I need to go and find it. And he'll go around to all the shops to get her the perfect dress up. You are amazing. You're hectic, but you're amazing.
So she wanted to make Kat a teddy bear for Mother's Day.
Oh. From scratch?
From scratch.
So like stuffing,
yes.
Fabric.
And I said to her,
oh God.
God love you, but you don't know how to make a teddy bear. And she goes, but I'll be able to do it, Dad. I said, but you don't know how. It's going to end in tears. Then she bamboozled me and said, Dad, it discourages me when you say I can't do things. I'm like,
And well done.
Are you
on YouTube?
No, she just, let's just try. So, and she said, well, they make pillowcases at school where they make just a pillowcase, put stuffing in it, and then sew it at the top. So she thought, if I just do like one big one and then four little ones for the legs and arms and then the head. Anyway, she had a whole plan.
That's easy, yeah.
And I said, I know how this is going to work out. I know exactly what's going to happen. You're going to get tired of it halfway through and I'm going to end up finishing
you
it.
You don't have to finish
Dad's
it off.
Rolling
That's what
out.
I always love about you.
She didn't have
you.
A backup plan, so there would be no present. I said, do you want to get something just in case? She goes, no, if I just get her the bear, it'll mean more to her because it's just the one present.
But why didn't you get something as a backup
anyway?
Yeah,
why didn't you buy something?
I did. I got her my present. It's not my issue. It's her problem.
Yeah, but you're getting the present. That's your wife.
Yeah.
So the present comes from Rory. So you should have given the present that you bought rather than getting the credit for it. Give it to Rory to give to Kat.
Yes.
Not getting my credit.
And then you take the fall as I forgot.
Yeah, and you say, this is what I wanted.
And she's like,
you.
I hate you, and then whatever. But Rory has given the present.
No, it's not how it's going to work. So last week I went to the Spotlight and got all the accoutrements. That
well
was
done.
A nightmare in
right.
itself.
What did you get for
right?
eyes? Did you get the proper ones?
Yeah, we got proper ones, yeah. And then I said, I know this is going to work. You're going to go over. And the other thing was, we only had a limited amount of time when Kat wasn't home to do this. We called it Operation Anne Miranda. It's a book she's got. So every time she goes, I'm going to get Anne Miranda, Dad, and I'll be like, onto it, let's go.
Got it, yeah.
But there was only certain times when Kat was out. And then when Kat wasn't out, Rory was like, oh, no, we'll do it later. I'm like, we don't have enough time. So, no, we got plenty of time.
Just let her go. She could have given a half baked. So, you're the person that does her homework and finishes the finger painting. Don't
that's
look
true.
Like that.
So it was Saturday night. Kat's at a gig. It's Saturday night, right?
Yeah.
This is the only time we've got. It's way past her bedtime. I'm like, we've got to do this now.
Yeah.
She starts. She's into it. Then she starts reading a book. And I'm like, yeah, you're doing this. We've got to finish this teddy bear. Then the worst part was, oh, God, we ran out of thread, right? I've still got arms and legs to go, and I've got no thread to attach it. This needs to be finished.
Gee, your Saturday night's fun. You
so
changed,
I did
mate.
The only thing.
You changed, mate. You have changed, mate.
I did the only thing that I could. So I'm about to send you guys a finished portion of the bear. And God love it, because it comes in handy for anything. I finished off the bear with gaffer tape.
You didn't gaff the bear.
I gaffed.
You can't
the bear.
Go full
that
gaff.
That is the scariest thing I've ever seen. That is horrifying.
Are you kidding me?
Don't say that about my daughter's teddy bear. She put
did
her heart
give
and soul
that to,
into that. Yeah.
Did you give that to Kat?
Yeah.
That is, that's something, isn't it?
She was okay with that?
She pretended.
It just,
she
it doesn't, like, it looks scary. Oh.
It looks, that looks like something out of a Shyamalan movie.
What did she say?
She said, wow, I love it. Thank you so much. Because I texted her and said, you have to. My sanity relies on you liking this bear.
See, Rory gave that. And then you rock up and go, here is this awesome hoodie that I've bought you.
Mm.
But she's not your mum. You always said to me that you're never going to buy your wife a present because...
That's true. I actually bought it for my mum, but Kat found it.
You are such a liar.
It's actually quite a cute bear.
When you we'll put it up on Instagram, the B105 one.
No skill or no, don't know what we're doing.
Well, there's gaffer tape. I mean, you guys with it.
Well, you know, it's a bondage bear.
Oh, hang
hey,
on.
Come on, mate.
Can't be rolling
That's
bondage.
That's freaky.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Now let's just riff. I reckon we just riff.
Just riff
Should we jam? Let's jam.
So Mother's Day yesterday. I hope everyone had a lovely Mother's Day. I went out and celebrated with my friends, which probably means that I'm not really the greatest icon of a mum. Now, B105, I love it. Parente probably posted this on our Instagram saying happy Mother's Day to this icon and tagged me in it, which I appreciate. Nice. But I mean, icon's a big step. And I wrote back saying, icon's a bit rich. I did just yell at the kids, all I want for Mother's Day is no fighting.
That's iconic.
That is iconic.
How's this? My mum gets on Instagram and decides to answer back to that comment.
Mm.
And she wrote, I remember saying that to you and your brothers. But rather than tag me, she tagged Abby Chatfield.
Oh, why she tagged Chatfield for?
A bachelorette. And I'm like, that means that she's following her. I don't even think she's following me.
She's just found the first Abby with a blue tick?
I don't know. Or rather just the mum, that the daughter that she wanted to have. Poor Abby Chatfield written back saying I don't have a brother. So bless her heart.
I don't know you, but happy Mother's Day.
This is my mum on Instagram. Thanks, but no thanks.
Maybe she bought one of her products.
That's not. Why did you do that?
What?
She has a lot of products. You're talking about the skincare.
Could be talking about any range of things.
Face thing.
Obviously, you follow her then, hey?
Yep. Follow Bev.
No.
I don't think I have to follow Bev.
You're up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So last night, had a great night. Went to the Goldie. Mm-hmm. Went had Japanese. Met a friend. It was awesome. And he said, let's go to Topgolf. I said, I have never been to Topgolf.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is so fun.
If no
one's been,
go.
If no one's been to Topgolf and golf's not even your thing, you should go. It is so fun.
Because you get the score and you see, you get it in the hole. God, it's rewarding.
And there's so many big holes. So you could just keep flogging them and then you'll get points. It's
Mine
awesome.
Mine basically rolled off the platform.
You want to kick back? No, I'm not.
Actually, if anyone wants to.
Yeah, if anyone wants to, we could maybe have a staff day. So I had a big, that was great fun. Drove back to Brizzy, got home maybe 10:30, and I was like, oh, I'm doing afternoons tomorrow. Maybe I'll just sit on the PlayStation.
Great.
So good, you know?
Yeah.
Sit on the PlayStation, went to bed at 12:30, fell asleep on the couch. Meg woke me up. I thought she was a robber. I think I flinched. I went to, probably got to bed about 2:30. And I think I woke up to the toilet, and Meg's going like, knock, 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 knock. That's my girlfriend. Siobhan's calling you. And I went, I've had like an hour, 2 hours of sleep. But you're like, I love you guys. So thanks, but like no thanks?
Yeah, you got no sleep, but you've done a good job.
Yeah, but you know, thanks.
Abby said the same thing. It's always really depressing when you wake up to come to work and your toothbrush is still wet from the night before.
Oh, yeah.
I sent Snap a text saying that this morning.
Yeah, it's never good.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Okay.
So, was Mother's Day on the weekend? Unrelated to that, but we had to pick up a few things, so we hopped off to Indooroopilly. Now, it's a sad indictment on how terrible males are that Indooroopilly Shopping Centre.
Saturday?
Saturday, the
it
day
was packed,
before Mother's Day.
Doing last
Mobbed.
Really
mobbed. Just even to get into the car park was like a 25-minute wait.
To be fair, you're doing the same.
But not for Mother's Day stuff.
Oh, right.
You see? Yeah. They're all racing in to get their Mother's Day presents. We were going in to just do the shop.
Stav got his 5 weeks ago.
Certainly but did. Rory was lazy.
Yeah.
She is. It's a real issue.
Takes after her mum, you say?
Yeah. Whoa, that was entrapment.
Whoa.
You said that, not me. Thanks for knowing.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Michelle Bridges, one of Australia's top health and fitness trainers.
It's my story, but it could also be yours.
I reckon this is the one time, finally, the time that Michelle Bridges is going to say, yeah, Maddie, you keep up that deep fried food. I've got
There's no way.
I've got a feeling. Michelle Bridges, great to have you on for this excellent news this morning.
Step away from the fried food, Maddie. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting.
Oh, we can dream, can't we, Michelle?
Oh, come on, fellas. Come on. Come on. We're not eating like children anymore. We're not eating like teenagers. His parents have got away from the weekend anymore. We're eating like grown-ups now.
That's the thing, though, Michelle. Like, I feel I wish I had started, and you probably have heard this so many times, I wish I had started what I do now at least 10 years ago.
It's never, never, never too late. I've seen people, like, completely switch it up and change their lives in their 60s.
Mm.
And it's quite something to see because what they will say is exactly what you just said then. They'll go, oh, my gosh, why didn't I do this sooner? But doesn't matter, you've done it now. You know how good it feels. You know how amazing you feel and how much life is just so much easier in all ways, shapes and forms as far as your workload, your stress load, the way in which you feel about yourself, your sex life. Everything improves.
So there you go, Maddie. You can wait till you're 60. Then you get on board.
Oh, and look, I'd rather be safe and not get any better in the bedroom too, Michelle. You know, if I improve that, then...
I knew that's the only thing you listened to. As soon as she said sex, I knew
hard,
it.
It's hard to improve perfection, right?
Yeah.
It's
hard. Your words, not mine.
I have been reading an extraordinary articles about you, and they've been so beautiful and so truthful, but there's one point where I was like, oh, my gosh, she didn't. That is fabulous. Is it true that you drove a sports girl Barina?
I so did. It was a Holden sports girl Barina. It was second hand. And I drove that into Sydney with $300 in the bank and all of my worldly possessions in the boot, basically.
Wow.
And that was, I was going to Sydney to make it big.
Of all your achievements, that's the one she focuses on.
I just say, was it an awesome article? She's always one of the sports girl one. Remember, it was like the brand.
Was it actually like the clothing store sports girl?
Yes, it had the big sports girl down the side, didn't it?
Oh, my God. It did. It had the sports girl silhouette down the side, and I thought it was just, you know, really cool. And then when I got to Sydney, I remember very distinctly, and this is so off topic, but I have to tell you, I went out to dinner with a bunch of girls that I just met. You know, I was trying to make friends and, you know, get in with, the fitness crowd. And we walked out of the restaurant and my car was parked out the front and they all went, oh, my God, whose car is, look at that, how embarrassing. As if you were driving a Holden sports girl, Brian, and I stood there and went, oh, my God. And I just said, oh, bye, guys. And I pretended to walk up the street until I was gone. so that was kind of me right back in the day. And then, you know, of course, what the jewel in the crown for me insofar as being able to help so many people has most definitely been my 12-week body transformation program. That's really enabled me to reach out and support and help and encourage many Australians as I possibly could. So that I'm very proud of that achievement. Very proud.
And it's so great. If people do want to sign up to it, 12wbt.com to go and get involved with that right now.
You're so famous for transforming bodies and therefore transforming people's lives as well. And you have been quite open and honest in saying that you've gone through a dark phase. And I think people are so drawn to you as well for being able to admit it, because personally when they go on a lot of those transformations, they're at that place as well. Do you feel like you're in a good place now?
Yeah, that's, of course. I mean, I understand a lot. I mean, I'm a 50-year-old woman now, so I've lived a fairly big life, a very big life, and I've learned a lot along the way. I've had moments in my childhood when it was pretty dark. I've had moments definitely in my adult life that have been extremely challenging. So although I've never struggled particularly with my weight, I have struggled with life.
Mm.
And I understand when you feel as though you've got no one there to support you or help you, or nobody understands and you feel extremely alone. I get it. I understand. And I'm empathetic and I'm compassionate to people who are vulnerable, because I've been there myself.
It was Mother's Day over the weekend. You've got your son. I want to hear right now, and I'm sure he bought you something lovely, but I want to hear Michelle Bridges acting when she opens up something really crappy from the school Mother's Day store. Pretend I'm your son and you tell me just how much you love that coffee mug.
Oh, Oh my God, I don't even need to act. I love and adore anything Axel buys me. Oh baby, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. I love it. And then I'll use it every single day.
Wow. That's
very good. I did get a mug.
I'm the biggest sook. I'm the biggest sook. Like, I mean, everything he does is perfect. Yeah, oh, amazing. Oh, you're so talented. He plays the violin. It sounds like a cat. Fingernails going down a blackboard, but I'm like, oh, babe, you're so good. You're so good.
We'll see him on like Australian Idol or something, and yes. You'll be on the side going, no, you are really good. Amazing. Are you still using him as weights or is he too big now?
Oh, I still do. I still use him with my training sometimes. It's so fun. He loves it. So piggybacks or thrusters, so a squat, push him up in the air. Good fun. And we play all the time. I love him a bit. He's
lovely.
A good kid.
Hey, great to talk to you this morning. Sign up to your 12-week body transformation right now, 12wbt.com. Michelle Bridges.
Yes.
Always a pleasure. Thanks for chatting.
I'm going to change. I'm going to change your life for 2021. Let's do this.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
That's it, everybody. That's a podcast. Thanks for downloading it on the listener app. No E.
No E. Don't make that mistake. I think the other one, I think there's a dating app called Listener, but that has an E.
Is that why we couldn't get the E?
I think that's right. But I think it looks cooler without the E.
Yeah, right.
We're cool and hip
and
trendy.
It looks cooler. It's just hard for people like me that are dyslexic.
Yeah. Why can't I find it?
What?
There's no E.
There's no E. And the L is silent.
Ist.
All right. It's podcast. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Brisbane wakes up with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.